The Department of Veterans Affairs started what it calls its Performance Management and Accountability System, or PMAS, in 2009. At that point, VA was succeeding on less than 30% of its IT milestones. As of the close of fiscal year 2011, Roger Baker, VA's Chief Information Officer, says they're up to almost 90%.
That's a number that is far in excess of anything I've ever seen in a development organization before, private sector or public sector. I wouldn't go so far as to say nobody else does that, because I certainly don't know everybody else's development organization that well. But boy, that's right at the top end. And that's a government organization, one of the largest in the world, meeting those kind of metrics. To me, it's a massive example of a culture change that has taken real effect and has real benefits to both veterans and taxpayers.
VA pulled it off by moving to a much more dynamic model for how it allocates its resources for developing technology projects. Instead of keeping individuals tasked to one project at a time, people and dollars get moved around in a way that fits the agency's most pressing priorities. And projects that repeatedly fail to deliver the capability they promised get canceled. Baker says the 89% achievement was a surprise, but he thinks it's sustainable.
When we laid out what we wanted to do with PMAS, I set as a very stretch goal for our folks that someday we should hit 80%. The fact that in 2011 we hit 89% tells me that the 80% was probably a little bit low for a metric. I expect us to stay between 80 and 90% from a management standpoint. So, No, it's not a fluke. We're there. We intend to stay there. Next year could be, 87, or it could be 92, but I expect us to be in that ballpark.
The PMAS approach now applies to all of VA's technology development projects, and Baker describes it as a culture change that took a couple years to take hold. But the department spends more than $3 billion a year in its overall technology budget, and Baker thinks the concepts can translate into areas besides software development.
When I came in, we started by focusing on the $1 billion a year we spend in development. VA was failing on a lot of its development projects. We have completely renovated that area. I don't have a number to give you on the annual savings that we're generating in development because we're succeeding instead of failing, but it's huge. We're now applying that same sort of approach in areas like our operations side and just saying, how can we make certain that we're getting maximum value out of every dollar we spend?
On the operations side, there's an effort VA has termed the Ruthless Reduction Project. It's a pilot effort for now, but it's aimed at getting rid of technology costs the VA doesn't need to continue paying, like having personal printers at the desks of individual employees. Baker admits he has one, but he says it's wasteful when you calculate the dollars spent per page printed. He says by getting rid of those devices and pushing work groups toward more efficient shared printers, VA could save up to $150 million in its hospitals over the next 5 years.
If we take that kind of approach in many different areas, we can start squeezing down extraneous dollars in the infrastructure and use them for things where we badly need more dollars. We're giving ourselves our own budget increases. You'll notice we haven't asked for a budget increase in 2011 or 2012 on the IT side. We are giving ourselves our own increases by just spending the dollars better.
Back to VA's technology developers, there's another huge culture change underway there, says Baker. The department's approach to modernizing its electronic health record system, Vista, is to release the underlying code to the open source community. The idea opens up a lot of doors to future innovation and integration, but it also gives up a lot of the immediate control that VA used to have over the electronic health record system that it pioneered.
You know, this is going to cause the VA inside to go through a real culture change in the way that we develop software. That's very intentional, but with well over 1,000 people that do that type of work, moving from a culture where we develop, we own, we decide what we're going to do, into one where we are day in, day out, working with lots of other interested parties in the technologies that we're moving forward, is a culture change for a government organization. That's the one that we're just going to keep working on. I expect that's going to take probably a couple years to really make happen.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.